I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel's military announced Tuesday it launched ground operations in southwestern Lebanon, marking an expansion of its incursion that Israeli officials have said is aimed at pushing Hezbollah militants back from the border. The ground campaign accompanies a widespread aerial offensive, which has included airstrikes on Lebanon's capital, Beirut. The Israeli military said Tuesday one of those airstrikes killed a senior Hezbollah commander who was involved in the transfer of weapons from Iran to the Lebanon-based militant group. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A day after the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack was marked by mourning and demonstrations, the military says the strike killed Suhail Husseini, who it says was responsible for overseeing logistics, budget and management of the militant group. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel on Monday, underscoring the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive in Gaza that killed over 40,000 Palestinians, according to local media officials, destroyed large areas and displaced around 90% of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At a news conference in Jerusalem Tuesday, two U.S. senators said they believe there is an historic moment of opportunity to advance toward a normalization agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal made the comments during a stop in Israel on a trip that takes them next to the United Arab Emirates and then to Saudi Arabia, where Graham said he intends to pitch the normalization pact.
Here's what I'm going to tell Saudi Arabia. We can get you a treaty through the Senate between the United States and Saudi Arabia, a defense agreement like you have with Japan and Australia, if you do it on President Biden's watch. The next president would have a very difficult time getting 67 votes.
The Biden administration was pushing for a normalization deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia before the October 7th attack on Israel last year. This is VOA News. Powerful hurricane.